It's been a warm summer in New York's Adirondack Mountains, and today is no different. State biologist Peter Nye wipes a camouflage bandana over his forehead. He climbs into a canoe and slowly paddles into a swampy river. It's thick with deer flies. He steers the canoe towards a towering white pine. At the top, there's a huge eagle's nest, more than 100 feet above the ground.
We're having a fantastic eagle year. The last 2 years, we've had on average about 40 young fledged from all of our active nests. This year, we're going to be up around 70. So it's been a fantastic year so far.
Nye hops out of the canoe, straps on a pair of spurs, and starts up the tree. A fine spray of bark follows each step. Two eagles circle above his head, complaining. For the past 2 decades, Nye's made an annual visit to every nest in New York. Most of the time, he climbs right into them. They're often 6 to 7 feet deep. Once there, Nye puts leg bands on the baby chicks, and he inspects their surroundings.
It gives you an understanding of what the eagles are doing, what kind of habitats they're selecting, maybe why, how they're reproducing or not reproducing. You know, what kind of things are they eating? I found a tennis ball in a nest last week. Probably picked up with a clump of grass near the edge of the water.
Nye keeps a collection of such finds. There are badger and muskrat skulls, candy wrappers, and even a pair of pink underwear. The items tell the story of a life dedicated to eagles. When Nye started his career in the 1970s, only one infertile pair remained in New York. So Nye came up with an aggressive plan. He and his colleagues collected baby eagles in Alaska. They flew them back and raised them in the wild. The method is called hacking, and it was the first time biologists used it with bald eagles.
From going to Alaska every summer and climbing the trees, actually pulling them out of the nest, worrying about their welfare every second, arranging for the charter jet to bring them back. I had a huge personal investment in all that, so I have an attachment to every single bird we released.
They released almost 200 birds, and many of them stayed. Now there are more than 45 nesting pairs in New York and almost 6,000 in the continental U.S. States like Indiana and Pennsylvania followed New York's lead. At the time, Jim Greer was the head of the National Bald Eagle Recovery Team for the Northern Region. He says New York served as a role model.
New York was one of those prime areas and really took an active role in it, and not only brought them in and reintroduced them, but followed up with a lot of intensive monitoring. I always hold New York up as sort of one of the prime states for being involved with this.
New York was willing to take risks that other states weren't. Patrick Redig is the director of the Raptor Center at the University of Minnesota, and he says Peter Nye had a lot to do with that.
What was unique about his was, I think, the decision that he made to do a large-scale project. And so he made the big jump to go to Alaska, where the eagle populations were very large, but the distances and the nature of the environment up there presented some real logistical challenges that had to be met. And I think as a consequence, the population of eagles that was established in New York came about sooner than it would have had he not taken this approach.
Now the eagles are doing well, and Peter Nye is in charge of the Endangered Species Unit. He doesn't really have to visit the nests anymore. He could just fly over them, or he could send another biologist. But Nye says he still looks forward to seeing bald eagles he released more than 20 years ago.
The first two birds, which we dubbed Henry and Agnes, were taken from a nest in Wisconsin, and I've monitored those two birds for every year since they began breeding in 1980. I'm pretty certain that Agnes, the female, is still the resident female at that nest site because she's extremely aggressive and tries to hurt me every time I climb her tree.
But you're still glad to see her, though?
Oh, I'm still very glad to see her. Yes, absolutely.
Nye says he doesn't get too attached. That's not what scientists are supposed to do. But he does take a picture of every new chick. And as he leaves the nest, he says a little blessing, wishing them a long life and many healthy descendants. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly.